Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamas Ayin Vava Min Aleph. We're holding on Ayin Vava Min Aleph, the second line from the top, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So it says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Nikei V'Nistam, if let's say a person's Gid gets punctured, but then the puncture, the hole gets filled up. So Kol She'ilu Nikri V'Nikri Apostle, V'Ilav Kosher, if when he's Maitzi Zera, the stima gets torn, so then it's not a good stima, and the person will be considered up to a daka. However, if not, if the stima will remain in place, so then he's kosher. Havi barava hecha. Where exactly are we talking about that the gid was punctured? It was at the tip, furthest away from one's body, below the atara. So then afilu nichras nami. Even if it's severed, he's kosher. Kol shekein, if it's punctured, why should it matter whether or not he's nikri or nik and vinikra? Even if it's severed, he's kosher. Ela ba'atara atzma. Must be we're discussing the line that protrudes the atara itself. That's where it was nikev, and that's where it depends on whether or not he's nikri vinikra. Rashi points out if it's above the atara, so then there's no such metzias as being nikri vinikra. That's why the Gemara didn't have to say it. Rather, it must be the atara atzma. Hit my nami. We have a mamish, a member that says that this was what Shmuel meant. Amar Rav Mari bar Mari Amar Rav Mar Ukva Amar Shmuel Nike Batara Atzma V'Nistam Kol Shu Nikar V'Nikar Basel V'Lav Kasher. Mamish like we said. Now Shalach LeRava Bray the Rabba LeRav Yosef. Rava the son of Rabba said to Rav Yosef, Yalam Dinu Rabbeinu Heichi Avdinan. How do we check a person whether or not he's Nikar V'Nikar? So Amar Le. So he said back, My sinan Naham Chamima Disari. You take hot barley bread, Manchinan Abay Pokri. You put it by his back end next to the bait. Him, umikri, and you see whether, and that will cause him to see carry, and you see v'chazina, like you see whether or not it rips the stima. Amar Abayi, atu kuliyam Yaakov Avinu avay. What, we have to do such an intense thing to make him see carry? Everyone's such a kadosh, like Yaakov Avinu, dechsib be'koichi v'rishas oini, so Yarrah carry me amav. It says about Yaakov Avinu that Reuven was the first time he ever had carry leave his body, but until then he never saw carry. Everyone's such a kadosh, you have to do such an intense thing. Elo Amar Abayi, mavrinan kamei bigdei tzivayinim. You put in front of him women's clothing, and that will make him see carry. I'm a Rava, Atu Kuliyama, Barzila, Giladiu. What, everyone's such a pirate that's going to make him see carry. Ela Machvarta Kadashinin Meikara. What you have to do is the barley test, and even though maybe it's true that not everyone's such a Kadosh, but Lamai said that's a test that will for sure work for everyone. Tan Rabban, we learned in the Braisa. Then Nikev Pasol, Mneshu Shai says, the reason why when a person has a Nekev by the Makam Atara Atzma, he's Pasol, is because then the Zara is not Yairi Kechetz, and therefore he won't be able to have children, and he's going to be a Ptur Daka. However, Nistam Kosher, Mneshu Umailid, if that hole gets plugged up, so then he will be able to have children and he will be kosher. And here we have a big chiddush that even though he was pasul, it's a psul that could go back to being kosher. What's that coming to be? Lafuke? It's coming to be lafuke, scar tissue that goes on a puncture in the lung of an animal. If an animal's lung is punctured, the animal's a trefa. If there's scar tissue that grows there, so the halacha is that it's a psul, and it's not chayzer lachsheirai. Even if there's scar tissue, it's not considered krum, it's not permanent enough, and therefore, the animal will still be considered a trefa. Says the Gemara, that shalach Rav Yidi baravin labaye heche avdina. What do we do for a person who gets a nekev? What do we do to fill up the hole? Ma'asina and sa'arta, what we do is we bring a barley seed, u'masartina lame, we give him a scratch so that scar tissue will grow there. U'ma'asina and tarba, and you put some fat, and you smear it over the nekev, and like that, the scar tissue will grow over it and plug up the nekev. U'ma'asina and shumshana gamlo, and you take a big ant, u'manchachtina lame, and you have it bite the makama nekev, and like that, his head gets lodged into that place and the excess stitches. Upaskinale Larisha, you cut off his head, and like that's how you fill up the hole. Now Vidavka Sarta, it's Dafka barley seed that you should use of a parzala but not iron, because Mizrav Zarif, that will make a chabura, will make a mako, and that's not gonna have the same effect that we're looking for. Now Vahani Mili Katan, that's only by a small hole. Avogadol, if it's a big hole, so then Mikpule Mikbal, whatever you do, if you do this Eitzah, it's just gonna fall out and this is not gonna work and it'll remain a Pitsuadaka. I'm a Rabbi Barif Huna. If a person's matumayim, both from the regular passageway, then also from the zera passageway, so then he's pasul, he's considered a psuadaka. However, Rava said that the halacha is not like the son, it's not like Rabba, and it's not like Rabba Baravuna, it's not like the father either, it's not like Ravuna. Now, braha da amaran, the son means this halacha that we just said. What did Rava mean when he said that the halacha is not like the father? Abba, when he said the father, the amravuna, he's referring to the following halacha of Ravuna. The nashim That Rav Huna held that when two women are together, so that makes them into a shame zayna, and they're pasul kuhuna. However, Rav argued, Rav said that no, they do not become a zayna, and they're kasher. And said Rava that even according to Rabbi Lazar, who says that when a single man is with a single woman, that makes her into a zayin and she's supposed to kahuna, hanimili ish, that's only if she's with a man. Aval isha, but if she's with another woman, so pritusa ba'alma might be aser, but Lamai said that does not give her a shame zayna, and she remains mutter l'kahuna.